This is Rabbi Nathanael Brun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Tuesday, November 14th, 2023. We continue Zion and Aleph 7a, the second section. It is the green text. Yesterday, we were trying to prove that Nisan is the first month of the year. All right, so we said that Tishrei is called, the seventh month is called the Aspichem, when we gather in our produce. Says the Gemara, green text, Ezu Chodesh Yesh Bo Asifa. What is the month where we have a gathering of our produce? Aveom is a Tishrei. So you see that that's Tishrei. V'kakari le'shvi. And it's called seven. So if that's the seventh, obviously Nisan is the first. The Gemara asks, Ve'ema mar Cheshvan. Maybe the Torah is actually talking about Cheshvan. Right now, for us who knows the calendar and the conclusion, it's pretty strange, but let's suspend our disbelief. Right? Maybe Sukkot should be in Cheshvan. Umay Shvi'i, and what is Shvi'i? It's Shvi'i le'Iyar. It's the seventh month to Iyar. Right? Why would that be? Nobody knows. So now it says, by Inan Asif Veleko, you require a harvesting of the agriculture, and you don't have that in Cheshvan. I be'ema el, but maybe it's el, my shvi la'adar, and shvi is seven, right? It is seven, right, from counting months from adar, not from Nisan. So Gemara says, no, that's not it, because ba'ina rov asif v'leka, right? You require the majority of the month to be a month of harvesting. And El only has a little bit, but Leica doesn't have a full month. Gemara asked, just like it asked yesterday, Midei Rov Asif Ksiv, does the Chumash really indicate, that you have to have the majority of the month involved in harvesting? It does not. So Ella Amar Ravina, rather Ravina says, Davar Zemitaris Moshe Rabbeinu Lolamadnu. We didn't learn this, that Nisan is the first month of the year for months. We didn't learn it from the Torah Moshe Rabbeinu. Rather, midivrei kabbalah lamadu. The words of neviim and ksuvim from the Kabbalah, but not from the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, what does it say? Biyom esrim ve'arba la'shtei asar chodesh hu chodesh shvat. Right, it says on the 24th day of the 12th year, the 11th year. Right, la'shtei asar is 11. That is Shvat. So Shvat is 11. Ergo, Nisan is number one, right? We all agree on the order of the months. And that pasuk in Zechariah tells us that Shvat is 11. Therefore, we know that Nisan is one. Rabba Bar Ula, Amar Mehacha, Rabba Bar Ula says from here, Batilakach Esther, this is from Rabbi Gilas Esther, Esther was taken to the king's house, to his palace, on the 10th month, which is Tevet. If Tevet is 10, so Nisan is 1. Rav Kahana, Amar Mehacha, Rav Kahana says, no, it's from here. Right, in the 4th of the 9th month, which is Kislev. That makes Nisan number 1. Rav Acha, by Yaakov, Amar Mehacha, Rav Acha, by Yaakov says, from here, going back to Megillas Esther, by Caruso, Frey Amalek Beiti B'Chodesh HaShlisi, Chodesh Sivan, right, that the scribes of the king at that time called out in the third month is Sivan, right? Nisan, Iyar, Sivan. Three is Sivan, one is Nisan. Right, so you have all these clear, very clear psukim in Nevi'im and Ksuvim that teach us that Nisan is number one. Rav Ashi, Amar Mahach Rav Ashi says, from here he peeled, go back, another one from Megillas Esther. He peeled Pur Hua Gora Lifnei Haman, they cast the lots in front of Haman, Miyom Liyom, day to day, Mecholesh Lechodesh, Shnei Masar, Chodesh Adar. Right, in the 12th month, which is the month of Adar, if Adar is 12, Nisan is 1. Again, those were abundantly clear. We'll see an even clearer proof tomorrow, but for that you got to come back and join me tomorrow, because this concludes our learning for today.